The bidding war has begun. Cities around the country are hoping to capture the attention of retail giant Amazon after it announced plans yesterday to start accepting proposals for its second North American headquarters. There are some usual suspects already talking about trying to win the prize, but some smaller contenders as well. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent and co-host of Velshi and Rule. Ali, we only heard about this announcement yesterday, and already it seems like every city is trying to get in there. What is Amazon looking for?
Well, it's been pretty specific, and it's a brilliant move by Amazon because they're going to get all these bidders. They want metropolitan areas that have more than a million people, of which there are 53 in the United States and 6 in Canada, because they want a big pool of people on which to draw for employees. Mm. They want it to have what they call a stable and business-friendly environment. That we can talk about later. They want at least, you know, they've got sort of territorial requirements. They need 100 acres, 500,000 square feet to build. They want proximity to an international airport, and they have to be able to get to Seattle, New York, San Francisco, and Washington by flight. Cities have until October 19 to submit.
So what cities are we hearing from so far?
The usual suspects: Chicago, Dallas, San Diego. Toronto has included itself in there. Vancouver, Philly, D.C., the Twin Cities, Pittsburgh, Houston, even New York has, San Antonio, Atlanta. Remember, these are all airline places or airline hubs. Smaller cities are Raleigh, Charlotte, Tampa, Oakland, Baltimore, Nashville, Syracuse, and Rochester.
Well, and I have to say, just because of where I am in Boston, it's been leading the local news here, too.
Yep.
So people are trying to get. So what about what's going to be required to do this? Is this going to be just about the best tax incentives from any of these cities?
You know, that's always the criticism of these things. When you've seen Google do this in the past, you've seen that cities do all sorts of crazy things. But yes, fundamentally, it's tax incentives are a big deal. But for Amazon, it's going to be a steady worker pool. Now, they use the term business friendly. Remember, there are a lot of cities around the United States who are talking about or in slightly higher wage areas. That's a big push, a big movement. Amazon's not going to love the idea of going into a place with a $15 minimum wage. That said, they operate in a higher wage in Seattle. So, and they argue that they're very good for business in places like Seattle. So this is always the push and pull when a business dangles a carrot like this out there. How much are cities and states willing to give up to get that business?
Do small cities have a shot here?
Yeah, they do, for an interesting reason. There are, you know, we think of Silicon Valley, but there are lots of little Silicon Valleys around the country in places you wouldn't think, in the middle of Texas, in the middle of Kentucky, in Ohio, because they meet a lot of the other criteria, transportation hubs and roads and a large population in the area and medical services. So they can attract workers because lifestyle is good. Cost of living is relatively low compared to Silicon Valley or San Francisco, where it's really expensive. So it allows Amazon to perhaps pay slightly lower wages than they would in some more traditional places and yet still get a really good workforce.
I have a feeling that this is going to be the new way companies decide where to put businesses, a big fanfare like this.
And by the way, it's been done for a long time with companies from overseas or out of the country or out of state where they try and negotiate these things. It is interesting to see that it's Amazon doing this. But one caution is places like Foxconn, which keep promising to build factories in America, and they don't get built.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.